disaster getting support from congressional delegation. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Members of Tennessee's congressional delegation have signed on to a letter sent to Ag Secretary Mike Johanns this week asking for approval of Governor Phil Bredesen's request that all 95 counties be declared a disaster after that Easter weekend freeze. Senator Lamar Alexander.
It's too early to know the exact extent of the damage, but it's already clear that a wide range of Tennessee farmers have suffered major losses. That's what disaster relief programs were created for. It's important to get the administrative process rolling so that farmers can be compensated in a timely way once we know exactly how many crops were lost.
Well, farmers and state officials are still trying to assess the damage caused from the deep freeze that not only hit crop and produce farmers, but also the nursery industry was severely hit. UT Nursery Specialist Mark Holcomb.
We grow a lot of seed. A lot of ornamental seed are planted. Probably in the neighborhood of 600, 700, 800 acres of peach and dogwood, and then I'll say assorted others. Some, many guys, this is their only source of income, is raising seedlings. They plant some in the fall. Certain types are planted in the spring. What they planted last fall did come up because of our 80-degree weather and was several inches tall and was lost.
Holcomb says growers he's talked with have never seen weather quite like they got, and even with ample warning, there's just not much you can do to securely protect all those nursery crops.
Our industry is basically in the field, and we can't cover it. Well, I know one man that bought $1,000 worth of burlap and laid that over his first-year buds and did not protect them well enough because it just got too cold too long.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.